Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, January 25th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Today we have on as our special guest, Mr. Jimmy Walter. Before we bring him on, we'd just like to remind everyone of our three special shows we have on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the USS Liberty. Tomorrow we have on Larry Weaver. Thursday, Jim Ennis, who wrote a book about the USS Liberty. And Friday on Friday, we have Dave Lewis, who is an intelligence officer and survived on the USS Liberty. So we want everyone to tune in for these. It's going to be a great show, a great presentation, and these men are very courageous for coming forward and telling everyone what really happened on that tragic day. Now, our guest today is Mr. Jimmy Walter. He has a website called reopen911.org. And not only is this gentleman put in a lot of his effort, but also a lot of his money into spreading the word about 9/11 and what really happened. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Jimmy Walter to Wing TV.
Hi, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me, Victor. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Jimmy, we're saying just how much everyone thanks you for what you've done to spread the word. And the first question I want to ask you is, I saw a few months ago when you were on CNN with Anderson Cooper and Gerald Posner. Now, if you and Posner would have been in the same studio together, how much did you just want to bitch slap him for the crap that he was talking?
Well, what Posner really stuck his foot in is that I have a $10,000 challenge up. And he said, all right, I'm going to be in there to claim that $10,000. Guess what? I haven't heard a word from him yet.
And I'll bet you don't either.
Rudy Giuliani is widely regarded as one of the heroes, maybe the hero of 9/11, other than the rescue workers. What should people know about Rudy Giuliani?
Well, what they don't know about Rudy Giuliani is that he told them that the air was safe to breathe when, in fact, it was highly poisonous.
Right.
The fact is that half of the cleanup crews who work down there have serious respiratory illnesses. Half of the firefighters who work down there can no longer work. 14 rescue dogs have died. Children in nearby schools have serious respiratory illnesses, all because the White House Council on Environmental Quality forced the EPA to change their warning of the 400,000 pounds of lead, 200,000 pounds of asbestos, more than enough mercury to contaminate 2,500 city blocks, and radioactive americium 241 from all the smoke detectors.
And I think
in the air, and it's so bad that they now have a new diagnosis in New York City called the WTC cough.
Ah, very interesting.
These people lied. As a result, people's health has been seriously injured, and some of them are going to die an early death. And that is manslaughter or aggravated first-degree battery and, at the very, very least, reckless endangerment.
And I think on your site, Jimmy, you've done more than just about anyone to really point this stuff out. And I know Lisa has some questions for you about that a little bit later. But before we get to some of the specifics, tell everyone first about your $100,000 contest and also the free DVD offer that you're making available to everyone.
Thank you. Well, we have a free DVD, which has got several parts. The biggest part is the event we put on in New York City last September 11th called Confronting the Evidence, A Call to Reopen the 911 Investigation. It is approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes long, and it has excerpts from Dave Von Kleist, Barry Swicker, Eric Hufschmid, plus some pieces we made for it. Hosted by Ed Bagley Jr., and it's quite a good overview of the best points and people in the movement. Now, anyone can get it by going to reopen911.org, the homepage near the bottom. There's a link to fill out the form to get the free DVD. We're going to press this week or next week, so they'll come out about the middle of February.
And we know that we
the $100,000. It's two other things. It's the $100,000 challenge, and then the $100,000 contest.
Okay.
Now the $100,000 challenge, and these rules are still being determined. They'll be appear on the website. This is not an official offer until you see it officially on the website. But that is a challenge to anyone who can prove the administration's pancake theory and how the concrete was pulverized to a fine dust and a full-blown mathematical engineering proof where they take the number of gallons of jet fuel, the amount of energy in that, the amount of steel, how long it took to heat it, the conductivity, on and on and on, and all that boring stuff most people don't like but engineers love. Now, the $100,000 contest, however, since we know, having talked to engineers, that they can't prove the pancake theory, it's an absurd thing to begin with, but the $100,000 contest is for high school students and for college students. Okay. There's a $10,000 first prize for each category with $1,000 module prizes in each category, or each group, I should say, as well as hundreds of $100 runner-up prizes in each group.
And all that's available at reopen911.org, correct?
Correct. And that's a contest for the people who can give the best case of what actually did happen. In other words, if you want to assume that explosives were used and you give us the best mathematical proof that explosives were used and it all fits what we can see and observe, then you win the then you have a good chance of winning the whole contest. But there's one on the concrete, there's one on the structure of the steel, there's one on the health effects of the people in the dust clouds that ensued. And this is all to culminate this summer, June 18th, we hope, in New York City at the Manhattan Studios, where we'll have a presentation of the best of the ideas to the people of New York.
Excellent. Okay, one of the important things that you've done is commission a Zogby poll, and what that reflected was that 66% of New Yorkers wanted further investigation into 9/11. 49% believe the government knew and did nothing to stop it. So why hasn't the media picked up on this?
Well, I had to pay the New York Times to get it in the New York Times.
It's unreal.
Is this fair and balanced? Where's that public editor when you need it? I actually wrote the public editor about it, and they said, well, we do not recommend news stories to the news department. That was his reply. So the fact of the matter is the mainstream media are the problem. There's a joke going around. Attila the Hun, Alexander the Great, and Napoleon are all looking down on modern times. Alexander says, if I'd only had machine guns, I'd have conquered all of India. Attila says, if I'd only had tanks, I'd have conquered all of Africa and Europe. Napoleon says, if I'd only had Fox News, no, and I lost in Russia.
But since we're speaking about the media, Jimmy, I know you've spent quite a bit of money on various ad campaigns, but you've also been censored by Reader's Digest, Atlantic Monthly, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. So,
and LA Times.
Right, and LA Times. Tell everyone what you've run up against in your campaigns.
Well, the initial response was that people are too sensitive to the subject for you to run the ads. And then they come into all the, well, this is political advertising, not really trying to help the people, cause back when I was mentioning Bush by name. So they come up with a lot of stuff, but basically most of them will take your money if you offer them enough. As Michael Moore says, a capitalist is a man who'll sell you the rope to hang him with.
Since we know
not that I want to hang any capitalists out.
Right.
Since we know you've placed so many ads in newspapers and magazines, tell us what kind of response you received from the public.
Well, we've had very good response. We've had probably 100,000 people come to the site, maybe more. We've had about 3,000 people sign the petition, but we have about 2,000 volunteers who want to go out and do things. And we're preparing our volunteer kits now, which will be a full media pack with all the books and stuff that we sent you, plus forms for petition signing, postcards to send to us or send to other people or send to their congressmen. And we're going to start trying to make this thing work at the grassroots level.
Very good.
The other thing I'm doing with the free DVD is we're going to send these out to the 100,000 residences closest to zip code 10007.
Oh, okay.
Which is, of course, the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
These are the people who have the most concern, and I think they're largely ignorant of what happened.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, next month on Wing TV, not only are we going to publish a book called 9/11 on Trial, but we're also going to hold a 5-week dramatization of a trial here where we can prove that 9/11 or the government's version of events absolutely did not happen, that we can prove it in a courtroom setting, and it's physically impossible for their version of events to happen.
It's the prosecution side of
right.
the case.
So right now, there is no possibility that their version of events is true, is
right.
there?
Well, it's so absurd. Their whole theory is like a chain. If any link in here wasn't caused by 19 Arabs with box cutters, then their whole story goes out the room.
That's right.
And everywhere we turn, we see evidence of high-tech terrorists.
Right.
That's right. One of the interesting things people may not know about is the gag order that the EPA placed upon its employees.
Well, not only the EPA, but the FBI,
right.
on their employees. There's an FBI guy trying to publish a book. But they made the mistake of firing the head guy inspector on the health thing in Manhattan, and he wants to talk, and we got him on film.
Good.
And we're going to be running 30-second commercials and a late-night 30-minute program in New York City later this year as soon as we get it in the can.
That's excellent. Yeah, one of the things that they might be surprised to know is the EPA didn't want to be surprised by any news coverage, so they're not even allowed to initiate any conversation with reporters or even tell them where a restroom is if they're asked, correct?
Well, I don't know the depth of the order, but I wouldn't be surprised. I know they're under a gag order.
Yeah. Now, when we look at the World Trade Center towers, it wasn't merely an implosion or it wasn't merely just a collapse, but it was also a very violent explosion. As you can see from a lot of the pictures, even right when it first starts coming down, there's stuff being thrown 300-400 feet outward. So this isn't just merely a collapse, was it?
If you go to our site now, the top, we have a top little flash, but then we have a little vertical flash which shows you a close-up of that tower coming down.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually see pieces of the building shooting up into the air in a high arc with a dust cloud streaming behind them like they're a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen from a collapse, guys.
It's going the wrong way, isn't it?
Exactly. And furthermore, they claim the fire weakened the bolts in order for the floors to collapse.
Uh-huh.
If that happened, then there wasn't enough resistance to pulverize the concrete.
Exactly, yeah.
You can't have it both ways, guys.
And
furthermore, the damage was only on one or two sides of the building at most.
Mm-hmm.
What caused those bolts? What weakened the bolts on the other side where we can see there's obviously no flame? And how do you explain the pictures of those people standing in the mm-hmm. hole at the World Trade Center or those unburned book pages at the Pentagon? I mean, where's this raging fire that doesn't consume people and paper books?
Yeah, that's so true.
Talk a little bit about the disparities between what was spent on Bill Clinton's indiscretions compared to investigating 9/11.
Well, the Daschle was first approached by Cheney and then by Bush, and Bush got Daschle to limit the investigation of the collapses at the World Trade Center to $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
They spent $15 million on Clinton on the first one and $65 million overall, $40 million at least, depending on how you want to count it, and the entire tab for the whole 911 commission, including the WTC, was $15 million, and begrudgingly so.
Exactly, yeah. Now, when you were on CNN with Gerald Posner, every time you started speaking about the Pentagon or bringing out these points, you were either cut off or spoken over or so forth,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't have a chance to point out all the inconsistencies. If they did allow you a chance to speak, what would you have said were the most important elements of the Pentagon in Flight 77?
Well, let me just speak to Mr. Posner. Mr. Posner and Mr. Corbett in the New York Times, they said the same thing. Oh, the wings are these lightweight things, and they just folded up and went in that small hole. Well, folks, lie. The wings and the engine mounts are the heaviest, densest, strongest parts of the airplane.
That's right.
The engines weigh 10,000 pounds each. The nose of the airplane is relatively fragile.
It's like an eggshell.
And when the nose hits, it slows down. So the wings and the engine would still be going the original speed. They would swing forward and hit
yeah.
first, not go into the hole. Furthermore, they show that the nose of the aircraft allegedly penetrated 9 reinforced concrete walls. But they claim the engines, the heaviest, densest part of the plane, didn't even break the windows on the outside of the Pentagon.
Now, see, if you would have had a chance to speak about all this, maybe people's minds would be changed. But they did a pretty good job of keeping you crushed down, didn't they?
Right. Well, it's the same thing. They also did it. What they do is they come on to give my position, then they let the other person say something, but they don't give me time to answer what they said. Standard, fair debating practices. The first person who gets up, the second person rebuts, and then the first person gets to rebut the rebuttal. You always get that type of a format. They didn't do that. They said the same thing in the New York Times. They called this guy Corbett up, and he says, well, everybody knows the diesel fuel consumed Building 7 and cost it collapsed. But you got the same problems here, folks. Diesel fuel won't destroy an iron building.
Right.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have said, we have no idea how the fires caused Building 7 to collapse, but this guy, Posner, knows.
Did you ever get
Furthermore, we have on tape Larry Silverstein in the video America Rebuild saying he told the New York Fire Department, quote, to pull it, and then we watched the buildings collapse, end quote.
Exactly.
That means bring the buildings down with explosives. If they brought any building down with explosives, that certainly wasn't 19 Arabs with box cutters.
Yeah.
So true.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to any of these media morons off the camera, and what did they respond to you?
Well, it's not so much the media morons don't really talk to you, but all of the behind-the-scenes people are behind us. They know it's all BS.
Yeah.
But you know, they gotta pay the mortgage and feed the baby.
Yeah. Now, we were listening to some internet radio yesterday, and they were talking about a second wave of 9/11 activism, which we've noticed too. So now we're into 3+ years. Have you noticed this also, Jimmy, that this interest in what really happened on 9/11 is growing?
I think it is. I think it's largely due to all of those pioneers like you and Alex Jones and Nico Hopp and all those people who've been out there pushing it for so long.
Need a little help.
You didn't get me interested in it. I wasn't going to do this. Wasn't doing this 9 months ago. So I think we're gathering momentum. I'm looking at the hits on my website now from this free DVD, and this is a roller coaster going up.
Yeah.
There's been a buzz on the internet just in the last few days after Mike Rupert's urging everyone to leave 9/11 behind. What do you make of those comments?
Well, Mr. Rupert is a smart man in a lot of ways, but he's also in it for Mr. Rupert. He's pushing his book and his opinion. He's also on record as saying explosives couldn't have been used.
That's right.
And the records, that's just a bunch of hooey. Explosives were definitely used. So he's got to cover his own tracks. Now, if you want to go really, really out there in the conspiracy land, I've been reading this stuff now about peak oil being a bunch of hooey, that they have these really, really deep deposits in Russia and everywhere. And here's Rupert pushing the end of oil
right.
And the end of 9/11. So those like are two main establishment things right now. So I don't know what to think.
Yeah, it's all very confusing. And as you'll see on the Wing TV.
Well, I read an article about Rupert. This guy's got some very questionable practices, but he's got Cheney nailed in that one section, so I always recommend his book just for the Cheney section.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he does do good research on that, but he doesn't go for the physical evidence, and he doesn't go right down to the crux issue. So he keeps kind of flitting around on the periphery, which is our biggest problem with him. Now, Jimmy, I want to ask a question off subject, which I think is one of the biggest problems facing this country right now, and it's something that the Bush administration is really pushing, and that's the privatization of Social Security by...
Oh, what a bad idea.
It's horrible.
Social Security is the best program we've ever had. It has an operation cost of less than 0.5%. There's not a brokerage house in the world that can match that. And if the recent stock market debacle doesn't convince you, wait till you see the one that's coming up.
Right.
I can tell you this right now, Victor. This is never going to pass because the stock market is going to be in the tank again when they try to pass it.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope everybody out there keeps their eyes open to this. And I'm glad that you pointed out on your site too, Jimmy, because if we let these bankers and so forth, these corporate heads, if we let them go in there and take that money, it's all over. They'll just fleece us blind.
Well, the brokers are like the dealer at Las Vegas. They get 5% no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So in the long run, they get all the money.
Exactly.
So what's next for you, Jimmy, in the near future?
Well, I got my plate pretty full. We got the health issue. We got the free DVD coming out this month. We got the health issue we're working on for later program. And the immediate thing is to get these contest rules done and out there in front of the public so we can have this contest done on June 18th like we're planning.
Very good. Well, Jimmy, one last thing. If you had 30 seconds to talk to everybody in America about 9/11, what's the most important thing you can remind them of?
I didn't believe it either. Come get the free DV. It takes the video to change it. Please do it.
Very good. And Jimmy, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
on Wing TV. We know how busy you are. And
come back anytime.
Exactly.
Thank you. And you all doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. There you heard it. Jimmy Walter. And he is doing a fantastic job. He doesn't have to do this. He didn't have to put his neck out. And he's putting a lot of money out, so we can't thank him enough.
Yep.
Tomorrow now, make sure you start tuning in for our USS Liberty. We're going to be talking about something called Operation Cyanide, which is a recently released book, along with Israel's direct involvement in sinking the ship and the United States government's cover-up of this horrible, horrible act. It's one of the most shameful chapters in this country's history.
And these men have been through hell all these years.
Yeah. I think it was Larry Weaver that actually put the fire out on his flesh with his own blood.
Yep,
so
on his own stomach.
Yeah, this is going to be very heavy stuff, and the truth needs to be out there about what happened in 1967. So we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.